up your frozen dinners, grab your TV tray, and settle in for another episode of the Plus Platoon, your podcast for all things Disney Plus, brought to you by Disney Plus fans. Watch along with us every week as we cover all the new, the old, the good, and the bad on Disney Plus. So put down that remote, don't touch that dial, and welcome your fabulous Plus Platoon host.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Plus Platoon. We are a Disney Plus fan podcast that gives honest, spoiler-filled reviews of movies and shows on Disney Plus. We'll look at new releases, coming attractions, and we'll even go back into the vault to revisit some of the classic Disney that's on the platform. Make sure you're subscribed and you will never miss a moment. I'm going to bring in Kate. Kate, good to see you this evening.
Good to see you too, Derek. How's your night going?
It's actually not too bad. Not too bad. Next, we've got Peter. Pete, welcome to the show.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
So good.
I got
so five, good.
I got
so
Pete.
Good.
No.
She started it.
She said so good, but then you continued it. So
I started it when someone says that.
We're already on drop down watch. Steve, back me up here. Come on.
Just ignore them. You have to do the silent mode.
Again, how do I ignore them?
Drop them.
Well, how I drop them or mute them. Exactly. Guys, if you have not already, please like, subscribe, share. We got some fun shows coming up, including a movie next week that I have not watched in probably 30 years.
Ooh.
So that'll be interesting to see.
A recent movie then.
Yes. Yeah. So this week we are going back, and as we do, there's always series that have come along that we just did not have time to get to watch. And this show, we're going to go over those. Some of them are big, some of them are rather obscure, but we're going to go with this. Now, first one we're going to talk about is this little art house one called Star Wars Bad Batch or something.
It's a cooking show, right? Where they get unprofessional cooks and they.
Yeah, it's a bad batch of blue milk. So I gotta bring Gina in on this one. Steve and Kate, did either of you guys watch this?
Nope.
Okay, then I'm gonna say goodbye to you guys for a while, and I'm also gonna step out too. But I do have a timer running, Gina. So
okay, oh, I'll talk quick.
You go okay. First, Gina.
I'll go first. So let me just say this is the continuation of the Clone Wars series that we watched. It's the Bad Batch. They're the Clone 99, Execute Order 99. They did not have the chip. It didn't work. So they had their chips removed. Anyway, we're here now with Omega trying to find out what is her deal. I gotta say, I love Omega. I love that they brought in all of the past characters from Clone Wars. Can we say Ventress? Oh my gosh. I was so happy when she came on. So. And Fennec Shand. That's my 2-second review. I think this was so great.
Yeah, I mean, this is the third and the last season. And I do like this is kind of a time period we haven't seen before in Star Wars, which is right after the Emperor came to power. And he's using that power to get rid of all the clones and everything like that. And so it does make a really excellent follow up to Clone Wars, if you're a fan of that show. So you got to be a pretty deep Star Wars
fan. And I think you also need to have watched some of the Boba Fett to know about Fennec Shand. You should have watched a little bit of even the Rebels so you know more about Rex. It's just a lot of you have to know your deep.
Yeah, Star Wars. I think you can get away without knowing those characters. I do think you have to have Clone Wars in your belt. For sure.
For Rex, yeah. Echo. Yeah. Oh, there was something else I was going to say that was so. So we also had the Emperor himself show up and it was voiced by Ian McDiarmid. And oh my gosh, I had to look it up. I was so happy.
Yeah. So. Yeah, no, it's been a good series. I think Omega has been a real standout as a character. Interesting character. She's a female version of the clones that are all. Clones of
Jango Fett.
Jango Fett. Who's Boba Fett's Boba Fett is also a clone of Jango Fett. But I also think like they've done a real good job with the Bad Batch. And I really like this season, kind of the redemption of Crosshair, which is one of the clones from the group that had stayed with the Empire. But then staying with the Empire, he saw how they were basically treating the other clones like trash. And he ended up in a prison with Omega. Omega is like a child too. The only thing I would say, do you have any negatives, Gina, for this show?
I have one. So okay. I don't like Don't Bring Back the M Count. We thought we got rid of that M Count and it appeared back in. And I really was not happy having that whole conversation.
M Count, like the midichlorian stuff.
Yeah.
The midichlorian stuff. Yeah. Yeah. And especially it felt like a retread of the Mandalorian series where they kind of had Grogu was like they captured Grogu to do clone stuff on, you know, people that are strong in the Force. And so it's kind of like a retread of that. The other thing is some of the episodes are really filmed dark.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
And I don't get that because it's animation. It's not like I don't think it's cheaper to film it so dark that you can't see what's going on.
Yeah.
Not all the episodes, but certain episodes, have taken place on like a dark plant, a plant that's, you know, nighttime or whatever. And it's just like, can you just show me what's going on? This is not a good stylistic choice. So, but overall, if you're a fan of the Clone Wars, this is definitely for you. If you're not a deep Star Wars fan, I would say no.
Pass. I would say pass for sure.
Yeah.
I agree.
Okay. So I'll pass. But something I'm glad the deep Star Wars people, because heaven knows we haven't had enough deep dive Star Wars.
No, not enough.
Okay. Well, right. Thank you, Gina. Bye-bye. Next, I want to bring in, I'll bring everyone back up. And Steve, we're going to hit the one you had hit, the launch pad shorts. Pete, have you watched any of the launch pads?
No, I am interested to hear about him.
Okay. Kate, do you see any of the launch pads? Nope. Okay, we'll catch you here in just a second. Yours is coming up. So, I did watch the launch pad swords. Steve, what are your thoughts? And you're muted, Steve. So, there we go. I'll keep talking for filler while it's going on. For me, the launch pad swords, I was kind of disappointed. It had nothing to do with DuckTales. Oh, okay, there, Steve.
All right, so the Launchpad actually is a program where they take writers and directors from underrepresented backgrounds, and they get to, if they are successful with their application, they work with Disney executives for a year to basically produce a 20 to 30 minute short. There's two groupings of these. The first year, the theme was Discover, and then the current selection, their theme was Connections. Sort of an anthology series, but I wouldn't say that any of them really go together. They're all sort of unique stories that stand on their own. Some of them are done really well and are interesting, and some of them are just not really my cup of tea. From the first series, one that I liked was Being Served, which was about the Chinese student who was at looked like a prep school and it was trying for a leadership role in the dining room. I really liked that one. I also liked the one that was about the student who had to go to school on Eid, because I have lots of Muslim students. So for me, that was sort of an interesting perspective to hear about that side of the story. What are your initial thoughts, Derek?
My initial thoughts, I, for the most part, liked them. To me, they were uneven. A little bit. Some of them were definitely better than others. Some of them definitely told a story better than others. Some of them were hard to watch just because of the content material, like the one about the gal who comes in and babysits the little boy, and her mom died, and you know it's forever, and that kind of stuff. That one was rough to watch, but overall, they were done well. I liked the story. Even if I didn't agree with the ending on some of them, I see why they did the ending on some of them. I'm specifically thinking of like Maitre D one.
Yes.
Because not a lot of them had happy endings. And So I wanted at least one to have something go completely right. And the ones I watched, none of them did.
I think the second season, I think they started to encourage that more, because I've seen three of the second season. They seemed to end more on a positive note.
Okay. And I must have watched most of the first season. So
I know that one of the directors, the one who did Fangs, that person actually ended up directing a episode of High School Musical. They were so impressed with her directing that they hired her to do an episode. So there is that potential of really sort of stepping careers for them to get into more into the industry.
Oh, no, high level theater there. Never mind. I think they're hard to binge personally, just because they're about 15, 20 minutes long. And once you watch more than a couple of them, emotionally, you need a break.
I watched them like maybe one or two at the most, and then sort of come back to them. The thing that's closest there is like the Pixar shorts, where they've taken directors of different backgrounds, like the animated shorts, like Bao and
those. Okay. Yeah. So I'm going Pixar shorts. I'm thinking Mater and the Ghost Light. I'm thinking,
but it's sort of the similar ideas where it's an underrepresented person who has a chance to tell their unique story.
Gotcha. So, okay. Next, we are going to bring in Kate. And Kate, I'll stick with you just so you have someone to talk to on this one.
Well, I was going to say you can bring everybody in because I know I'm the only one who watched it, I don't mind telling you all about it. So I watched a documentary style show called Choir, which is a 6-part series.
Okay. Documentary style or documentary?
It's a documentary. It's like Own the Room. It was kind of like Own the Room.
Okay.
So it was all about the Detroit Youth Choir. DYC is what they call themselves. And they were on season, I think it was 19 of America's Got Talent. They made it. They were a finalist or a semifinalist or something like that on America's Got Talent. And it's basically about this choir and them... this like Detroit, so inner city choir. It follows about 5 different students that are in this group. They have 3 different, they have 3 different groups in this company, more or less. The highest one is called Primetime. And Primetime is who went to America's Got Talent. Well, they find out in the third episode, that they have been invited to sing at Carnegie Hall. So, and this was in 2022. So it's all about like their auditions and kind of what the kids are going through. And it follows some of them into like what colleges they go through. I really enjoyed it. I also grew up doing show choir because they aren't just a choir. They also like dance and sing and stuff. I really enjoyed it. I don't know if you all would have enjoyed it, because it did have some Own the Room feel to it. But they make great music. I liked watching. There's 2 girls in particular, and of course I'm not good with names. You all know that. So I'm not gonna be able to name them, but they just have this really beautiful friendship, and they're just cheering each other on. And they're like, if I don't make it to Primetime, I really want my friend to make it to Primetime. They were probably my 2 favorites. It also follows one other girl who's trying to choose between DYC and basketball. And it's a really tough decision because he's really good at basketball. So it just shows, it was just very human. The directors of it were very honest, which I liked a lot. I have actually sang at Carnegie Hall. I did my junior year of college. So them going through like the rehearsal process and joining together with other choirs and stuff that was really cool for me to see because I did that. We partnered, Wichita State partnered with Vanderbilt University to premiere a Requiem my junior year. So it was really cool. So there's in the fifth episode, obviously they go to New York to sing at Carnegie and they meet some of the cast of The Lion King. Cause they went and saw The Lion King and then The Lion King, a couple, of Shenzi and I can't remember what the guy played, probably Simba, but I don't remember.
Arrange that. I wonder.
I mean, oh, wait, are you being facetious? Oh, okay.
It's not
So yeah. And like they sang in Times Square and then the guy from The Lion King was like, do you know any of The Lion King? And of course they happen to know Circle of Life.
Oh,
so So it was really good. It probably could have been a little bit shorter. They probably could have shortened it by one whole episode. I think they kind of drew it out, especially when they got to New York. It was that part, like the last three episodes were, I feel like, really drawn out. They could have consolidated that a little bit. Because it is 6 hours or six episodes and each episode is 45 minutes. So
the conclusion was just them playing at Carnegie Hall?
Performing at Carnegie.
Okay.
Performing at Carnegie and then a bunch of the seniors graduating and the auditions for the next year. So it was good though. It was good. Again, I don't know if you all would like it. I really enjoyed it though. That's choir. It's good.
So what better than Own the Room would you compare it to?
Yeah.
And it's not necessarily a Disney thing, but like what other things that you've watched would you say similar to?
Derek, what are some other documentaries we've watched? Look at the list. Oh.
Well, I know we've watched Jane, but everything's been better than Jane. And maybe even not stuff we've watched on here. We did Race to the Center of the Earth. We did the Will Smith Welcome to Earth. Nobody liked. No. Polar Bear, nobody liked. The Cars on the Road, we kind of liked. We had a lot of clunkers for
documentary series. Do you feel like it like really got into it focused on some of the students, but did it like really give you like a feel for them and their stories and things like that?
Yeah, for sure.
Okay. So it's more of a human interest type documentary.
Kind of like one of the girls, the girl who's trying to choose between basketball and DYC. Her dad is incarcerated and has been for like 15 years. And when she was in New York, she hadn't seen her dad in like 15 years. And when she was in New York, he's incarcerated in Jersey. And so she talks about like, this is really hard because I'm so close to my dad and I can't see him. So it definitely shows the humanity side of it. It shows kind of the inner city side of it because most, if not almost all of the students are African-American. And there's a part in it where, you know, they join with these other colleges to sing at Carnegie. And because they were asked to be the opening group. Oh, my goodness. So sorry. I don't know why. It's because I'm talking so much that my body's like, breathe, Kate. But they go into this rehearsal and like they have to sight read music. And they were trying to prepare these students for sight reading because they knew that they hadn't done classical music. They'd only really done pop and hip hop music.
Right.
And so there's one part after the rehearsal with everyone that the director says, people feel like we're not supposed to be here. Let's prove them wrong. And it just shows how hard the grit that they work with. And it's not afraid to show like there's one part where the director's like, you can go sit down if you're going to be disrespectful, if you're going to talk when I'm talking, which is something I feel like a lot of times rehearsals don't show. But yeah, it's good. It's good.
Good.
So good. Okay. Kate keeps yawning.
I know. Well, I'm trying to think of a documentary that it would, that I would compare it to.
How about something like a cooking documentary or anything like that, as far as like the series of.
I'm thinking, do you guys remember that show that was on right when Disney Plus came on, where the girl from Frozen, Kristen Bell, and they did like,
oh, they went, yeah,
reunions, yes, of different high school.
Yes.
I cannot remember the name of the show.
I didn't watch it. Oh, but yes, it's kind of like that.
It sounds a little like that, except in that case, each episode focused on a different group of people.
Right.
So they didn't really get that in depth in the people, which I think would have been better if they could.
Yeah.
So
yep.
It sounds interesting.
Kate, have you seen The Last Repair Shop?
Not yet. It's on my list.
I'm wondering if it's like that, because that, it's sort of about the repair shop, but they really focus on sort of the human interest story, the person behind it and sort of their journey. So,
yeah, that sounds like it would be comparable.
Okay. So,
it was good.
And the last series that we're going to talk about, that I'm going to talk about, is one that's called Earth Moods. And this was different. It is essentially different shots of, like, they've got ocean, they've got city, and they've got forest, and those kind of things, of just real pretty National Geographic things, either as screensavers or designed as like, you put it on to like yoga or meditate to or something like that. And the best way to watch it was on mute, because the music was, it sounded like bad elevator music to me. It was way too just. The pictures were phenomenal. And if they could have done a picture one way and like you put your own music to it, because it wasn't that traditional relaxing music. It was more upbeat, most of it, which if I want to watch that and get into like a good mood, I don't want upbeat music, especially upbeat music that I don't recognize at all. If I want upbeat music, it better be an instrumental version of like, okay, do some Moana and Little Mermaid stuff for the, just instrumental versions of it, because trust me, they're out there. Mm. That's what I would have wanted. The pictures are great, but yeah, don't, guys. And they're 15 to 20 minutes each, and it's not designed to be watched as a series, but it's out there. If you want to just sit and look at some pretty pictures, you need some pictures going in the background while you're working, awesome. Otherwise, don't. So.
Interesting. You know, Derek, you would be the one who would get to pick anything you wanted to watch and you wouldn't like it.
Well, I mean, I tried to pick something that was like completely different from anything you three had watched.
Right.
That's fair.
And realistically, it had to be short enough that I could watch it in a semi-condensed amount of time. So, all right, Kate. What have we got for the Disney Plus news this week?
Disney Plus news. Not very much. A restored version of the Beatles documentary Let It Be will be released on May 8th. It chronicles the end days of the band. Didn't we already have something like this?
That was Get Back. Like, it was like a...
Yeah. So Get Back was... Yeah, it's like 6 hours of footage. It's the same... Like that documentary was what actually came out of it. And Peter Jackson took all the footage and basically cleaned it up and then ended up making like a 6 hour documentary. So it's basically going to be a shorter, probably more PR version of
Pop.
Of Get Back.
Got it. That makes sense. Next up, Queen Rock Montreal will join Disney Plus on May 15th. It is billed as the first concert film available with IMAX sound with DTS audio. The concerts were filmed in 1981 and were set up specifically to be filmed for a concert film. Disney is also releasing other movies in the IMAX sound format, including most of the MCU.
And I can guarantee this will be on the list because I don't care if the visuals are terrible. It's the original. It's Freddie Mercury and Queen singing in 1981, which was their prime.
Yeah, this
is a little past, but yeah,
I've seen this. It's not in IMAX, but I was a big Queen fan in the 80s. Even though, I mean, right now you look back and like they're a big band, a lot of people like them, but at the time they weren't like their singles were popular, but they weren't super popular in the 80s in America like they were in Europe. And but I had all their albums and everything. And this is a great show. It's a great show.
I was a big Dairy Queen fan in the 80s.
Oh, yes.
Yum.
Dilly Bar.
Oh, Dilly Bars are so good. Yum. Okay. And last but not least, Disney is considering adding ad-supported, always-on channels on the service. This idea is so new. Nobody has done this except everyone broadcasting a TV channel. You're welcome.
They're literally going to put TV channels on there so people can, which tells me that cable TV will never die.
You're not wrong.
I mean,
and that's it for the Disney Plus news.
Yeah, that's just one of those where, really, you're just going to give us TV channels? Seriously?
Well, and in the end, this is what's going to the only good thing about streaming is, and the problem with cable was always you had to buy everything, and they would never give you the option of a la carte. And they're still not quite going to end up like that because you're going to end up with like things like HBO
channel that can't go by themselves, that they have to go together.
Right. So yeah. So you'll still have Disney is going to have Disney and Hulu, and you're going to end up having to buy these things together, but at least it might be, you don't have to, but you know, in the end, they're going to get your money.
Yeah. Let's be honest. They're going to get our money.
Yeah.
So, okay, next week, as I said, I have not watched in probably over 30 years. We're watching The Rocketeer.
Yeah.
Kate, have you ever seen this, honestly?
I don't think so. I was, when we were talking about it before, I don't think so. Maybe years and years ago, but I don't think so.
I remember very specific parts of it that are both good and not so good. So
I saw it in the theater, and I think that's the only time I ever saw it. Was this like 1990 or something like that?
99, yeah, that era.
Yeah, so it was when I was in college.
91,
yeah. I definitely saw it in the theaters. I agree with what you said, Derek. I remember liking parts of it and not liking other parts of it.
There are some definite, if you saw it in the theaters, there are some different bathroom break parts in it.
I never take a bathroom break when I'm in the movie theater. I mean, what's my empty Pepsi cup for? Come on.
And on that note, if you have suggestions,
I did during Way of Water because you couldn't help it.
Guys, if you have suggestions on what you want us to watch, we're always open to suggestions. Haven't been getting many lately, so pretty much if you give us a suggestion, we'll use it. Within reason.
Unless it's Jane.
That individual has lost choice privileges on this show. So, guys, if you want to get a hold of us, yes, if you can email us. We are on Facebook, YouTube, X, Twitter, Instagram, Carrier Pigeon, whatever. We'll get back with you if you get a hold of us. We've got new shows coming out every Thursday on YouTube and all the major podcasting shows. For Kate, Steve, Pete, Gina in the background, we will see everyone next week. Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for watching this week's episode of the Plus Platoon. Be sure to subscribe to the Plus Platoon podcast to keep getting great content each week. Then head over to Apple Podcasts and leave those 5-star reviews as they help make the Plus Platoon visible to even more Disney Plus fans. Also, go to YouTube and like and subscribe to the Plus Platoon channel, where you can watch all future episodes live. If you have a question for the Plus Platoon, please send us an email to plusplatoon@gmail.com or connect with us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at Plus Platoon.
The Plus Platoon is a Disney Plus fan podcast and is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company or the Disney Plus streaming service. All opinions expressed on the show are solely those of the individual hosts and in no way reflect the views of the Walt Disney Company.
Thanks for watching, and be sure to stay tuned for next week's episode, because the Plus Platoon is to be continued.